Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
And welcome to Webcrawlers.
I'm trying to look up residences in Tulum. Hello and welcome to Webcrawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews if we have any. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetton.
I don't think we have a review. Oh, we do.
From Haggy26. Crazy good. Going through these while I work. Maria. That's funny. Marissa? Clist equals butthole. Give me reality, bro. I don't want to be in no simulation. Huh? What does any of that mean?
I like it.
Okay, you know, last week, who was it, Becca who called, who said she called 911 on a drunk driver?
Yes.
I almost did that.
Oh my God.
A few nights ago, we were just driving home from, I don't remember where, but there's someone like on the road swerving. They had a license plate, but then they had a piece of paper over the license plate with a different number on it.
Oh, that's shady.
And they were like kind of swerving, and I was like, should I call the... But then like we got home and I like forgot about it, but I took a video and a picture of like the license plate.
Oh,
and
good
I was like,
you.
Should I have called 911?
You're taking a video and just go straight into three other cars.
Yeah. I was like, huh. It definitely seemed like they were reckless driving, but I was like, oh. Good. And then I got distracted and then I didn't call. So hopefully they didn't kill anyone. Anyway.
Hi, this message is for the Webcrawlers. This is Sam. And I was listening to the most recent episode that you put out, and you're talking about Lyme disease and the testing for it and all that kind of stuff. So I actually work in a lab that does the testing for all that kind of stuff. I work in a hospital lab. And Lyme disease is kind of tricky. You're right. Like, because it comes in stages, like there's three stages of Lyme disease. And what causes Lyme disease is hard to identify just by itself. So what you'll actually do to test for Lyme disease is you'll do antibody testing. Because you can't find the actual organism most of the time, because it's just, it's weird, it doesn't like to grow, you know, that kind of thing. So you'll actually test someone for their antibodies to the Lyme disease. And so since there's three different stages, it's kind of hard for doctors to, like, time it properly. Because there's a certain stage where your antibodies will be, like, the strongest, and you have, like, quote-unquote active illness. I don't know if that's actually right. I'm not a nurse or a doctor, but this is what they tell me in my lab school and stuff. It's kind of just a weird backwards way of testing for it. Like, they can do it. It's not an issue. It's just, like, if you don't do it at the right time, you might not actually get the results you expect.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's interesting.
I literally paused the episode to tell you guys this because it was, like, burning a hole in my brain. Love you, Allie, Melissa, Maria. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess that's why it's so hard to confirm that you have Lyme disease, because your antibodies are kind of going up and down.
Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy.
Oh, that makes sense. I guess you just have to test someone like all the time.
Yeah, consistently.
To confirm it.
Oof, God.
Love when people who work in labs call in the show. It's
seriously. We need you as a guest.
Hello, this is for the web crawlers. Am I crazy or
yes.
Have there been meteors happening
meteors?
Lately? That's it. La, la, la. Bye-bye.
Meteors.
I don't know. Has there?
Have there been meteor showers?
Meteors 2023.
I feel like I see meteors like out of the corner of my eye. I'll be like, whoa, what was that? Is that a shooting star? Was that a meteor?
Yeah.
But also, like, we live in LA, so you can't really see anything. So I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's always shit going on up there.
There's always shit going on in the sky.
Yeah, that's our final statement. There's always shit going on up there.
Who knows what's going on up there?
Yeah.
This message is for the web crawlers.
Hello.
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 I wanted to call back and say happy birthday to Dan Santana because today is his birthday. And I saw it on the Discord and I was like, oh shoot.
Oh my gosh, happy birthday.
Also, I did have to call back with an update, but like,
April.
I really don't know what happened because I searched my fridge, both of my fridges.
For the wrap.
Because I have a beverage cooler.
Oh, right.
And then, like, a regular fridge. And I did not see this wrap.
Right. Still missing.
Anywhere. I didn't see it anywhere. And I feel like I maybe even looked for it yesterday, too, and couldn't find it. Anyway, I just checked, and it's in there.
What?
But it wasn't in there before. I swear to you.
Wait.
I swear. Hold on. But now I'm kind of high, so I just feel like it's my fault. It is. I probably just didn't see it, but I looked so hard. Anyway, I just felt like it was a glitch because I could not find it.
I've had that happen. I think it's a glitch.
Can you tell that I am post 420 the laser joint now? Because I am. Okay. The dispensary was giving out free Filipino food.
Ooh,
so I have that.
That's
and
nice.
It's so good, you guys. It's not you guys. Sorry, I don't think that's okay anymore. It's like barbecue sticks and lumpia and like these noodles called pansa. It's so good.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go fuck with that. I'm way too high to be on the phone right now. I feel like I maybe had another update for you, but I don't know. I'll find out later. Okay, love you, bye.
Wait, so she found the wrap. It was...
Yeah,
it was
she found that
refrigerator.
Wrap. She found it.
I think she calls back.
This message is for the web crawlers. I'm sorry. I don't think this breaks the record for most voicemails left, but it might be a personal record for me in one day. But really, I feel like I left something out, like, mildly important. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I picked up this free Ouija board from...
Oh, yeah.
Not Haunted. The Town Mystic. I was going to say Psychic,
The Town Mystic
instead. And he also says he's America's greatest mind reader, so...
Oh, can we have
I'm
him
sure
on? Get his number.
On if you wanted to talk to him.
Yes.
Joe Diamond, but...
Joe Diamond.
I picked this up outside of the Haunted Mansion in Crystal Lake. And I just felt like that was maybe important to add to this story. Also, it is, did I tell you this already? That it's a new moon in Aries and that I'm a moon in Aries? Okay. That's really all today. sorry, like, I'm a frog in my throat. Okay. Ribbit, ribbit. La la la, bye bye.
Wait. Did she say Joe Diamond?
Yeah, Joe Diamond, the greatest mystic and mind reader in haunted Crystal Lake.
In Crystal Lake? That's where...
isn't it Freddy vs. Jason?
The Jason movies or Freddy? No, Jason. Jason's the Crystal Lake guy. Next message.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Rachel the Widow.
Rachel!
For the record, I believe the voicemail picked up on, 6.5 rings.
Not bad.
Okay.
Which is just... feels long when you know no one's going to pick up and it's just going to go to voicemail. It's like,
yeah,
you know, cut that in half. But I doubt that there's anything we can do. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is about food. And in the last episode, I was just listening.
We were all chatting.
I'm losing my train of thought. I'm trying to grasp it. Yes, you guys are talking about some ingredients being banned in Europe or other countries, but allowed in the U.S. And this is because of the way that our FDA evaluates risk. So the EU is very, I don't really know the term for it, but basically if anything has any risk, they a lot of times will just completely ban it, whereas the U.S. takes dose into account. So an apple has arsenic in it, naturally occurring.
Huh?
And you're told to eat an apple a day.
I do.
The doctor away. Or, you know, it's generally known to be healthy to eat an apple. But if you were to take the arsenic out and concentrate it and give enough to one person, that will kill them. That's where the dose makes the actual poison. And so the U.S. FDA takes that into account when banning stuff. So things might have, a limit, because I'm a food scientist. Develop products, and so you might have something that has a limit on how much you're allowed to put in. Like, you can't just put in a buttload of artificial colors. They have to be, they can only put in so much. There's a lot of things like that, just knowing how much people will end up eating. And knowing that it's going to be safe, even if eaten over a small period of time,
take it into account
how
much
period of time in small increments. So, that's kind of where that difference comes in. And there, you know, I can't think of any examples right now, but there are some times where we have something that they've banned in Europe, and you know, it's all just based off of the regulations. But so that if you have any other food questions, let me know. Love you guys. La la la.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I know that, I don't know if I said this, but you're not really supposed to feed your newborns rice or
because rice can have a lot of
potatoes. Yeah. Things that are grown in the ground can have arsenic in it. Although I asked my pediatrician, I was like, what about this article that's on this? And she's like, everything in moderation,
Right.
Don't just feed your baby a boatload of rice and potatoes. Like, a little bit, it's fine. Like, it's not going to fucking kill you. But it's crazy that there is arsenic in a lot of food. It's just so minuscule.
Apple seeds? Dangerous. Cyanide.
Oh, right. That's right. You can't.
Oh, is that why they always tell you not to eat apple seeds? Because an apple tree will grow in your stomach? But it's because it's cyanide?
Right. Is that where cyanide comes from?
I don't know. This is crazy.
But yeah, it's apple seeds, right? They're very dangerous.
Peaches, apricots, and I mean, obviously you're not going to eat a peach or apricot seed because those are huge. But cherries and apple seeds have cyanide poisoning.
Oh, right. Isn't that, you're not supposed to, it's bad for your pets.
Yeah, because dogs aren't supposed to have apples.
Right, because of they'll eat the seeds in the pits and stuff.
And then they'll get arsenic and cyanide poisoning.
And then they'll die.
So how many apples do you think how many apples do you have to eat to kill yourself?
In one setting.
You have to eat.
I eat usually an apple a day. Apple and peanut butter is what I ate for breakfast every day. Because I'm a child.
Yeah,
I'm a 5-year-old.
That's a good snack, though. How many apples would it take to kill an adult human? 700 milligrams of cyanide per kilo of apple seeds. Fatal dose is 1 milligram per kilo of body weight. So to kill a 70 kilogram adult, you would need 100 grams of apple seeds. That just
100 hurt. Grams of apple seeds.
It would take 40 apples to kill the average person.
Wait, that's it?
And they'd have to chew the seeds. You'd have to eat the whole apple.
Oh, okay, so if you're eating the seeds of 40 seeds apples.
That seems like not that much.
Is that how people make like homemade cyanide when they kill their spouses? If you just ground up a bunch of apple seeds, is that like lethal? These are all very good questions.
Let's do that one more Google before.
It can.
Oh my God, I get to like go on a watch list. Can you grind up apple seeds?
How to make apple seeds. They contain amygdalin, which can be metabolized to hydrogen cyanide.
How do I extract cyanide from apple seeds?
You crush them, crush the seeds with a hydraulic press. Oh, you have to like really.
Oh my God, this is so funny. This thing, I'm on a chemistry website and this guy wrote, I'm working on a crime story about cyanide poisoning from apple seeds.
Oh, are you?
And then he's like, I'm curious about the extraction process. And someone wrote, I'm working on a crime story. Is the new I'm asking for a friend who's trying to murder people.
You mix it with a methanol solution. You have to extract it somehow. I think you have to like do a whole thing. I don't think
says it's better to use apricot seeds.
Oh, right.
They're higher in amygdalin.
Oh, USA Today, fact check. Apple seeds have cyanide, but not enough to kill. Oh. Yeah, I think you have to process them.
Yeah,
I think it's still toxic to dogs.
All right.
Anyway, if anyone knows.
Yeah, if anyone knows.
I don't know.
It's calling anonymously.
I think Rachel calls back.
Hi, Web Crawlers. It's Rachel the Widow again. I feel like those people that call in the second time to be like, I'm sorry, my voicemail sucked. Here's me explaining it again. I'm not going to do that because hopefully it made sense.
It did.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm very scatterbrained today. No, but one thing, I was so afraid that it was going to cut me off. Oh, my gas is low.
Be careful.
I was so afraid it was going to cut me off that I just kind of wrapped it up. And the one point that I just forgot to make to the point of the dose makes the poison. A lot of these things that are in there at such like small parts per million, you would have to eat pounds or kilos of a day.
You answered our question. Apples.
Or so much at one time. And so that's why there's not like an accumulative effect to any of these things. So they, you know, based on their studies and their research and the way they assess the risks some of these ingredients are used at very low levels. There's no adverse issues. So that's why there is the difference. And I don't know if I said anything new. I apologize for that.
No, it was very good info.
All right. Sorry, now I'm laughing. Okay. Oy, oy, oy.
Great. Great info.
Interesting.
Yeah, so like everything will kill you, but like moderation.
Yeah, don't eat 40 apples. Stop at 30.
No. I feel like you would just like shit your pants if you ate that many apples anyway.
Yeah, one apple kind of makes me feel a little nauseous, to be honest.
It does?
Yeah, apples have always kind of made me feel a little weird.
Huh.
Maybe let's Google that. Why do apples make me feel nauseous?
Weird? I wonder why. Is it because of the fiber, maybe?
Apple intolerance? No, I'm not allergic. Fructose sensitivity. Maybe that's it. I do have a problem with sugar. It makes me feel kind of bloated.
Oh.
Apple intolerance.
It is crazy feeding my child foods that you don't know if they're going to be allergic to or not.
Oh, I bet.
But we've been feeding her scrambled eggs.
That's scary.
But what's cool is there's this stuff you can buy. It's like powdered stuff that's like peanuts, eggs, all the allergens that you mix in their formula in tiny, tiny amounts. It like kind of ramps up
immunity.
Yeah, because the reason kids are allergic to so many things is because parents don't feed them that stuff early enough. They wait a couple years. So the earlier you're exposed to something, the least likely you are to be allergic. So we've
it's like allergy shots.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. And so far, she hasn't been allergic to anything.
Wow, you guys are such good parents. That's awesome. That's so smart.
You know, I just read it on the internet.
You've got it. You've got it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is For the Web Crawlers. I'm Jennifer. I called in earlier talking about meteors. I think that voice sound was kind of unclear because I was sitting on my balcony and I was having a little blue dream. So I wasn't fully there. So I want to ask, my question still stands. So has anyone else seen seen a meteor shower?
I'm going to have to Google blue
like,
dream.
I've been seeing meteor showers this week and think that's pretty neat. But I wonder if anyone else is as excited about a meteor as I am.
I love meteors.
I was told my husband, like, it's proof that there's space out there. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Honk, honk.
What's a blue dream?
It's marijuana.
Oh.
I love it that we're both such, like, narcs at this point of our lives. We're like, blue dream.
Blue dream. Google what that is. Yeah, I love meteor showers. I mean, we can't really see them here in LA, but back in Michigan, ooh, you go outside for a meteor shower.
This is crazy. It says, okay, so I just Googled, like, what is blue dream?
And what it is says, marijuana? Have
what
you heard
is
of
pot?
This stuff?
And it says it's a great strain to get. I was never into pot, so like, I don't, it just made me like fall asleep and not feel good.
Me too.
But it says it's a great strain to consume before physical activities like going to the gym.
I know people who smoke weed before going to the gym.
That seems crazy to me.
I guess there's different strands that, like, give you energy or, like...
This appears to be one of them.
I don't know. Weed is crazy now.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, I don't know. I used to just smoke a joint. I've smoked out of a bong.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, edibles and, like... You're vaping.
I've only smoked out of bongs and pipes and
pipes.
And each time I
smoked
I was
a
just
blunt
like, boop.
A couple times. People, yeah. I mean, weed's great. I think it's fun when I do it.
I think it's great for other people, but it just never worked for me.
I went to the weed store before I was pregnant, like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I got one of these things. It was called Dosist, and it's like a little vape pen, I guess is what it's called.
That's
I feel like such a boomer. And like it would, and I would like, you know, you take three hits off of it and I'd be like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah. That's
and it was fun. Yeah. That's like I would buy those again, but I had to stop because I was pregnant. But I was like, this is nice. This is fun.
Yeah, that I can imagine being nice.
Yeah. Like because I don't like it because it always makes me very paranoid if I smoke too much. And I feel like uncomfortable and like.
Yeah, I just passed out every time.
Yeah. Okay, next message.
Hey, this is Sarah calling from Pittsburgh again. I just call all the time for the web crawlers now. I was just listening to your newest, I thought he was saying web crawlers in the background. I was listening to the newest mailbag and about the ring. So it just rang six times when I called. I think that's normal.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking maybe sometimes your voicemail ring gets longer if you have too many messages and you're not deleting them. I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But also, I was calling because do you remember ring back? Like when you would pick a song instead of having like rings, it would be like a song while you're waiting. So I'm just curious which songs you guys would pick. Okay. Love you. La, la, la.
Wait, what is it?
When instead of like a phone ring, when someone would call you, when it would be like a song would play instead of phone ring.
Oh, I don't know that I don't know that I did that.
I don't think I did it, but I remember it being a thing.
Oh, I used to have my ringtone as home is where I want to be. Pick me up and hold me down. What David Byrne would, I come home. And then I had that ringtone for like a year, but now anytime I listen to that song, it like makes Pavlovian. Me think my phone is ringing, and it kind of ruined the song for me.
Oh, I bet 100%.
Don't ever have songs as your ringtones. You can't enjoy the song anymore.
Yeah, so the answer is we would have nothing.
Nothing. Silent. Dead silence.
Dead silence.
So you don't even know you called anyone.
Yeah.
Silence. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I literally just heard Ellie say that Velveeta Bigfoot Robotica needs to be a thing, and my reaction was, no, Ellie.
Hold on, said Velveeta.
Say that Velveeta Bigfoot Robotica needs to be a thing, and my reaction was, no, Ellie.
I don't know. I heard Velveeta something, and my reaction was, no, Allie.
I'll just take it as no, Allie. I can
sure
take
you
that.
You said something funny about Velveeta cheese.
I said something
cheese.
In no, Allie.
No, Allie.
No, Allie.
Okay, next message.
Hello, this is for the web crawlers. This is Alana from Boston.
Hello.
I can't believe I'm actually calling, but I'm doing it while I have the courage to.
Hello.
So I started listening to web crawlers a few months ago, so I'm still not entirely caught up. I'm in the episodes like from April of 2022, so I'm like a year behind. So I don't even know if you guys are still doing the voicemail episodes, but
we are.
Sure are.
We'll find out.
We are, baby.
I just wanted to call about this kind of once upon a time synchronicity that someone called in about. They were calling in about Dave Matthews' song, Synchronicity, and I love Dave Matthews' band. They're my favorite band, and I was so excited when all of you guys were like,
is this Maria?
Oh, Dave Matthews.
Is this Maria?
And I started to say, oh, there's this Dave Matthews song that I listened to when I was really depressed, and I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't
Gray
it
Street?
Be so cool if she said Gray Street? And then she was like, it's Gray Street. And I was like, oh, my God, Allie and I have one of the same favorite songs. So that made me really happy. That's a song that I also listened to while I was dealing with mental health struggles. Aww. So, you know, kind of a nice connection.
Yeah, Gray Street
Girls. And I just wanted to say from the very start, I've always appreciated how open and compassionate you guys are about mental health. I noticed that from the very first episode with Elisa Lam, you guys were so compassionate about her illnesses. And I was like, I really want to listen to this podcast because I think that, you know, they have a lot of love in their hearts for people, no judgment about mental illness, and don't see a lot of that. So thanks for always being so caring and so positive and so open. And I want to call back and leave a voicemail about the time I almost got kidnapped. Hopefully you're still doing the voicemail episode.
Curveball.
And have a nice day. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
That's so nice.
That's so sweet. Yes.
Yeah, we love everyone with any sort of mental illness.
Yeah, because we are both cuckoo for
Please call in with your kidnapping story.
Yeah, and also, side note, please tell us about her.
Yes. Wow. Wait, how does Gray Street go again?
I don't know. All the
Take these chances. That's Ants Marching. Man, that Dave Matthews
it, oh, yeah,
live, the Unplugged, was it an Unplugged live album?
I don't know.
That I listened to like in high school. I fucking love that album so much.
Yeah, we're like low-key Dave Matthews heads.
I fucking love Dave Matthews.
And Matchbox 20 heads. Well, and I don't Matchbox know about Melissa 20. As much, but...
No, I love Matchbox 20.
Yeah, we were all just looking at prices for the Hollywood Bowl Matchbox 20.
Very cheap.
Okay, wait. I think Maria was looking at the wrong seats.
Oh, was she looking at like the Section X or whatever?
So she was looking at Section M and she was like, oh, the Garden Box tickets are so cheap. But she was looking at Section M, which is like back.
M's behind the Garden Boxes.
Oh, it is?
Right?
I don't know.
I think it's a couple sections behind the Garden Boxes.
Yeah.
Like in the middle.
Garden Boxes are still like $300.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You got Matchbox 20. You got the Wallflowers.
Yeah. I mean, not a bad concert.
You got Jacob Dylan.
Yeah.
And his eyebrows. Take these chances. And I was surprised that because Maria was texting us about that. And she's like, I don't want to hear the Wallflowers. And it's like one really headlight, and then and then what's that other song that she had never heard before? Sixth Avenue Heartache.
Oh, right.
She's like, really? I've never heard this. I was like, how could you not have heard?
That's insane.
The Wallflower. Okay, that is insane. Okay, next message.
Hi. So this message is for Web Crawlers. I am getting caught up because I missed it a few weeks. I'm sorry, but I was listening to McDonald's episode. And it reminded me of when I was working on a TV show. We had product placement with Coors. And this was at the same time that Coors was going through their lawsuit. Or basically this guy was suing Coors because their slogan was Taste the Rockies. But the water to make beer didn't actually come from the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, I remember.
So we shot this whole scene and then we had to reshoot it because of the lawsuit. Oh. And get the whole scene rewritten. So anyway, people sue for dumb things. It's really funny. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Coors. What was that lawsuit? Awarded $56 million. Oh, false advertising. Settled for $9.5 million. Yeah, because it said it like the water came from the Rockies or like something.
Oh my God.
It's a class action lawsuit. That's crazy. People are nuts.
Yeah.
One more message.
Hi, this is Lauren from New York. I called a few weeks ago with the Stacy ghost in the smoke alarm.
Yes.
Stacy. I'm listening to the Barefoot Bandit episode, and you guys were talking about Sister Hazel, the best 90s band of all time.
Yes.
Absolutely, without question. And I actually have kind of a crazy experience with that band. My mom growing up was like a real concert head, and she would kind of like travel the country following her favorite bands, like
that's cool.
Full-on Grateful Dead behavior. It was, I think I was like 7 or 10 or something like that. It was the early 2000s. My mom, for like a few years, just took me to all Sister Hazel concerts that were like near us. So
that's so fun.
The first time she ever took me, she let them know that it was going to be my first concert ever. And they called me out by name on stage.
What?
And they're like, oh my gosh, there's Lauren at her first concert. And I think since then, my ego has just been out of control and has really never recovered. So anyway, I just wanted to say that their smash hit was called All For You.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go finish the rest of the episode. Bye. Boing, 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 boing.
It's crazy. Like, my mom took me to Sister Hazel concerts.
I know. That's so funny.
I'm like, oh, God. So old. It's hard to say what it is, I see
in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. I can't say.
It's all for you. Do, 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 do. Okay, well, that's it.
And that's all, folks.
And that's all, folks.
All right, guys. Thank you for calling in. Continue to call in. We love you so much. And thank you for being the last.
Thank you for being the best listeners ever.
I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.